From Tidbits on May 5th, 2017, this is FCC and Congress Work to Roll Back Net Neutrality by Jeff Duncan. In the United States, net neutrality has long been one of the guiding principles of the internet. It means that ISPs like Comcast, Time Warner, and Verizon should treat all legal internet use with equal priority. No playing favorites. Reasonable network management was fine. ISPs could make quick operational decisions to work around abuse, illegal uses, or problems, but ISPs could not downgrade or block particular applications, like Netflix or BitTorrent, or treat traffic from their preferred business partners, like Sony or Microsoft, better than anybody else. Yet, net neutrality has had no solid legal foundation in U.S. law and regulation for most of the internet's history. The Federal Communications Commission first tried to set out net neutrality principles in 2005, but by 2007, they were struck down as unenforceable by a Comcast court challenge. So, the FCC tried again with 2010's Open Internet Order. But in 2014, that too was successfully challenged in court, this time by Verizon. So, in 2015, the FCC pulled out its big gun and reclassified both traditional and mobile ISPs as, quote, common carriers, unquote, under Title II of the Telecommunications Act of 1996. The FCC can tell common carriers what to do, and the agency essentially told them they had to abide by net neutrality principles and not play favorites with internet traffic. Of course, the ISPs took the FCC to court, again, but this time they lost. The FCC's authority to declare ISPs common carriers and mandate net neutrality was upheld in court in 2016, and, ironically, that decision was effectively reaffirmed just this week. So, now the FCC, under a new chairman aligned with the Trump administration, is moving fast to undo the net neutrality framework that has been upheld by the courts. Furthermore, the Republican-controlled Congress is moving to strip the FCC of the authority it used to create that legal foundation in the first place. In the future, the FCC would not have the ability to redo the undo. And it's all being done in the name of, quote, restoring freedom.
What the FCC proposes.
Under new commissioner Ajit Pai, who was originally appointed to the FCC by President Obama in 2012, the FCC is proposing to once again reclassify ISPs as information services rather than common carriers. This would effectively undo the legal framework under which the FCC successfully implemented net neutrality regulations. Admittedly, today's Title II regulatory requirements for common carriers weren't born in the internet age. The concepts come from freight operators in the early 19th century and were later applied to telegraph and phone companies in the 1930s and then the Ma Bell monopoly in the 1980s. But reclassifying ISPs as, quote, information services, unquote, would mean that they would be free to degrade or block any traffic on their network that they dislike, such as that of their competitors, as well as introduce paid prioritization schemes, often called fast lanes, whereby they charge major internet firms like Amazon, Netflix, Google, Facebook, Microsoft, and even Apple for preferred, unfettered access to their networks and customers.
Do we need net neutrality?
During his time at the FCC, Chairman Pai has consistently characterized net neutrality as a solution looking for a problem, noting that in all the years American ISPs were operating without any enforceable net neutrality regulations, there was no evidence of widespread systemic harm to consumers or their privacy. Chairman Pai, and most ISPs, argue it is simply contrary to ISPs' interest to block or degrade traffic, even that of their competitors. After all, consumers expect an open internet wherein they can access any lawful content from any network. If ISPs hindered that, they would be less competitive and consumer backlash would harm their businesses. In short, Pai feels market forces will handle net neutrality better than government regulation. Pai also claims that eliminating Title II classification will boost broadband deployment and competition in the United States by removing hurdles and enabling major ISPs to open up new revenue streams through business practices like fast lanes. More competition and more revenue will attract even more investment, accelerating internet development. Since Title II classification went into effect in 2015, PI claims the 12 largest ISPs have scaled back broadband investment by some $3.6 billion, and nearly two dozen small providers have slowed or halted development. Of course, additional investment will, in theory, also create jobs, one of the chief aims of the Trump administration. Net neutrality advocates would argue PI's claims don't hold water. For instance, PI's proposal offers no evidence that the 2015 Open Internet Order's prohibition on blocking or throttling traffic has harmed users. The FCC, nonetheless, is now asking for any examples of systemic harm. ISPs have deliberately degraded lawful internet traffic in the past. The last decade of debate over net neutrality kicked off in 2007 because Comcast deliberately blocked and degraded BitTorrent traffic. In 2014, Verizon and Comcast deliberately allowed Netflix's performance to degrade at peering points until Netflix paid for preferred access. One could argue the reason more ISPs didn't try things like that in the past was because the legal landscape was unclear under previous net neutrality regimes. Under PI's Restoring Internet Freedom proposal, the landscape would be clear. Basically, ISPs would have the freedom to do anything they liked. The argument that competition and consumer backlash stand in the way of ISPs blocking or degrading popular services can also be questioned. In 2016, the FCC itself found that 10% of Americans lack access to modern broadband, defined as 25 megabits per second downstream, 3 megabits per second upstream, with those numbers increasing to 39, 41, and 66% for rural Americans, tribal areas, and U.S. territories, respectively. Even when consumers have access to broadband, the Center for Public Integrity in 2015 found that most Americans have only one or two choices for service, since ISPs appear to divide up territories to avoid overlap. Although these figures do represent improvements over previous years, and mobile internet is a major factor in many areas, it would be difficult to describe broadband competition as vigorous or effective in many U.S. markets. Further, Commissioner Pai doesn't want the FCC regulating ISP business practices. He sees the Federal Trade Commission as being the appropriate agency to deal with any complaints of anti-competitive behavior or consumer privacy violations amongst ISPs.
And Congress, too?
The chairmanship of the FCC isn't the only thing that changed the 2016 election. The presidency and the United States Congress are now controlled by the Republican Party. From the Republican point of view, undoing the 2015 Open Internet Order is a good start. However, if there were a change in presidential administration, say in 2020 or 2024, the FCC could, in theory, just hit redo on the 2015 Open Internet Order and reclassify ISPs as common carriers again. The agency's legal authority to do so would remain intact. So, Senator Mike Lee, Republican from Utah, has introduced the, quote, Restoring Internet Freedom Act, unquote. The full text isn't available yet, but the gist is that it would strip the FCC of the authority to reclassify ISPs as common carriers. The bill enjoys some high-profile co-sponsors, like former Republican presidential candidates Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, but it still has to wend its way through Congress.
What happens next?
The FCC will vote on the Restoring Internet Freedom Notice of Proposed Rulemaking on May 18, 2017. Once that's done, the proposal will remain open for public comment until July 17, followed by a month-long reply period. Back in 2015, the rulemaking proposal attracted so many comments that the system crashed several times. However, the FCC says they've upgraded their systems and even have an API for taking comments in bulk, so perhaps the commenting system will behave better this time. However, the writing, it's on the wall. Commissioner Pai has the votes to roll back the FCC's 2015 Open Internet Order. The real question is what sort of regulatory framework, if any, will replace it. Any rollback of the 2015 Open Internet Order will almost certainly be challenged in court by net neutrality advocates. However, they probably have an uphill fight, as courts have almost always deferred to the FCC on common carrier classifications. In the meantime, expect ISPs to begin experimenting with new business models. These will likely include paid prioritization, granting partners exemptions to any data caps, impeding top-tier services that refuse to ante up, and, potentially, blocking or limiting access to any sites, apps, or services they believe to be disruptive to their operations or bottom line. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, ScanSnap, and Squarespace. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and, for a limited time, our 32-bit iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Jeff Duncan. Thanks for listening.